Yeah. So in the Old Testament, God's told he had 613 laws for his Israelites. One of them was don't mix fabrics. No, we dress this way. Ready? I'll give you a little Bible study. Go back to Genesis 3. Before Torah law, God says, man, take dominion on the earth. We do. Kill grizzly bears and eat them if they come and get our families. We kill animals, we eat them. God says, don't drink blood in Genesis 9 after he got off the ark. We don't drink blood today. God said, one man, one woman in marriage. We do that. We don't believe in multiple marriage. We don't believe in a man, Bob marrying Bill and Susie marrying Delilah. And then in Genesis 3, right after Adam and Eve sinned, do you know what God did? Go read it. Genesis, I got articles on all this on my teaching blog. God, they dressed in aprons. They were naked. They didn't know sin. This is important because this leads to the doctrine of Christ's blood. They knew they had sinned and they were now naked. They covered themselves with aprons. An apron don't cover you very good. God himself sheds blood and kills and makes coats of animal skins. And if you look up the word coats, it means a tunic or a long shirt. And the reason that is now man has a proclivity to sin. If you have the proclivity to sin and you're a man and you like women, when you see a woman walk by showing her body parts off, what does that give you the potential to do? Lust for her. God says, cover yourself. And it never changed in the whole Bible.
So that's why you wear tunics, because
we want to cover ourselves because we're supposed to walk in holiness and purity. And it never changed in the Old Testament. Then Jesus, John the Baptist, Paul show up. All the men wore robes. They wore tunics. They covered themselves. Literally, what people wear in America today is nakedness. Because actually, pants, I wear pants, but you know what they are? They're an undercover. Pants are actually underwear to men. Go back to the priesthood. God put his priests in breeches that became pants. It was an undercover so that if my tunic blows up, I'm still covered. If I had just a tunic on and no pants, it wouldn't be pretty, right?
Yeah.
And it's like a woman walking around with no underwear on or something. It's not good. Yeah. So God gives us extra coverage, and it's God hates nakedness. And here's the thing about clothing, ready? You know why clothing matters? Here's the thing about clothing. God says in Proverbs 6:17, he hates a proud look. So what do people do today? They dress in pride. They do everything to look in pride. And it says it's an abomination to God. So what we're supposed to be is we're supposed to be meek, lowly, humble, and holy. And God says, lower yourself and lift me up. So that's what we do. We lower ourselves because we want to, because the Spirit of God is in us. We don't care about the traditions of men. We don't care. Christmas is a pagan holiday invented by the Roman Catholics. I can't find it in the Bible. They've added all this other stuff to it, but you can't find it anywhere taught in the Bible. Jesus said, Paul told us to preach Christ's resurrection, not his death. We don't even know when Jesus was born. He wasn't born December 25th. They merged the pagan holiday, the winter solstice, with Christ to make a pagan holiday. They did that with Easter, too. That's another unbiblical holiday. So we just travel and preach the gospel, but that's why we dress different, because the Bible tells us to. It's why we live different. We don't follow sports, entertainment, politics, because what are those? They're of Satan's kingdom, but we're seeking the kingdom of God that's in our heart. How do we pick where we travel? I pray about it. I feel spirit-led, and then we look for it. We got the three P's of street preaching. You'll love this as police officers. We look for public parking, because we got to park, right? We look for people, and we look for public access. So I tell all my young street preacher brothers, look for the three P's. If you ride a bike, you're covered. Forget the other one. But you got to have public access. That's why you'll notice I'm always asking. Because we walked through this a couple of years, and they threw us out.
Yeah.
Most of them we can walk through. The art fairs and stuff, we get to walk through. Now, you'll probably... Now, you guys don't cover Pinecraft, do you?
No. Okay. The Amish community?
Yeah. We go and preach there all the time. Sheriff's office. And every time... Ready? Jesus' worst enemies were the religious people. They hated him, and they killed him. Do you know who calls the police on me? Every time I show up at Pinecraft and preach peacefully. The Amish. And five sheriffs show up, and they walk up, and they go, what do you want us to do? He's standing there preaching. We can't stop. It's a public park. The religious people hate the truth of God. So if either of you go to a church, and you were to go to a pastor, and you were to say, I met this street preacher. He gave the biblical gospel. We got to come out of the world. He taught us how to dress. He told us Christmas is wrong. He told us we can't be of the world. It's at don'tperish.com. Your pastor is going to go, they're a cult. Don't follow them. They're one of those fringe groups. But they won't take you to the Word of God, because Satan, the Bible says, comes as a minister of righteousness. Can you often tell what a criminal looks like? Sometimes, and most times not. And then I always love to use this when I'm police officers. I'll let you go. When you show up and there were criminals doing a crime, what do they often do? They run. John 3:19-21, Jesus says, the light has come, but men love darkness, and they go into sin and darkness, but the light is Christ, and he's come. So that's why we make people mad, because all we do is preach the truth, Huh? We're standing in the light and we're calling people to it, and we will. You probably will see us. We probably will do the pineapple drop. We did it a while ago, and that's wide open, so we get to do that.
So, I just remember, it is the weekend. It's 75 dB. I'm
sorry. 75. Okay, that's good. If I get my amp out, mine full blast. Real funny story, ready? I'm in Missouri somewhere, and it's a really nice officer. I get along great with officers most of the time. I do meet some power-hungry cops that...
Like her.
No, she's very nice. She observed and saw I wasn't breaking the law. You ready? You learn this. You're young. Ready? Yes. If your chief hasn't told you this, you're not the law. You represent the law. Thank you. See, she knows that. A lot of cops walk up. I'm going to enforce the law.
That's,
and I'm like...
That's how she looks.
I'm like, what law is that? And they're like, you can't be doing this. I'm like, ordinance, law, yeah. Rule... But one time I was in Missouri, and the guy came up, and he goes, can I talk to you? And I said, what, officer? I said, thanks a lot. I appreciate what you do. He goes, your amp. He goes, we got an amp law. He goes, I don't want to do this. He goes, I'm a Christian myself. But he goes, I said, no problem. So he got his dB meter out, and he amped. He tested my amp. I got a little one. It's this big. Not a full one. I think it was like 84 full-blown around the buildings. He goes, we're at about 60. He goes, you can't do that. He goes, I said, no problem, officer. I'm going to turn it off. I said, would you do me a favor? He said, what? I said, would you DB my mouth, my voice, just preaching? Not yelling, just lifting up my voice. He DB'd me. I was like at 84. I was actually louder than my amp. I thought it was funny. And so God gave me a voice to go and to preach. And that's why we love to do it, because we love our neighbor. Judgment's coming. Look at Israel is surrounded. The Bible predicted that 2,000 years ago. And Christ is going to split the clouds and come back. And I want you on the right side of his law. Today you're on the right side of the law. I want you on the right side of his law.
You said you retired.
What did
you retire from?
I owned my own business, and then I was in sales for a while. I was in purchasing. I was in manufacturing. I did a lot of things. I retired at 52. I became a Christian when I was 45, and I tried to stay in the business world as I trained myself up, and they spit me out because I couldn't go along with everything they were doing. And at 52, I said to my wife, do I go get a job? I got a college degree. Or do we go into ministry?
And is that your wife?
Oh, yeah. Sister Amin. She said, we're going into ministry. And I said, okay, let me pray about it. And she said, if you want to do it, I agree with you. And we decided to go into ministry, and we've been doing it all that time. We're van dwellers. This isn't ours, but we have vans that we live in. That's what we live in full time. So it's great when it's cold up north. There's nobody out like this. We come south, like God's creation migrates. And we migrate all over and preach all over, and then we'll head north again, and we'll do tons. I'm sorry?
Just to let you know, there is an ordinance about sleeping in your vehicle.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
just
no.
Let you guys, like, I know Walmarts are usually good about
yep.
it.
Yeah, yeah, there's Walmarts, there's Cracker Barrels. Yeah, yeah. That's where we stay. Yeah, we don't. Okay, yeah, no, we follow the law.
I was letting you know, for like, if you want to stay at the main ways of parking lot.
Oh, no, we don't know. We don't sleep in those. No, we go to workplaces that let us yeah, do it. Yeah, so. So any other questions? You guys are busy. I'm going
to
let you go.
Nice
Chester? Huh? Yeah, you could check out my website. We do this for free. We don't want your money. Imagine that. Modern pastors and priests want your money. We don't want a penny. We support ourselves. Check out the street preaching videos. You'll appreciate it. I've got a lot of cop encounters, and I try to really respect officers. Sometimes I got to rebuke them and say, no, you can't do this, officer. I love you. You got to stop that. I've had them tell me they're going to arrest me for just preaching. I'm like, you're going to have to arrest me today because I'm preaching. So far, I haven't gotten arrested yet.
Yeah, I think that'd be a big payday for
you. It'd be what?
Big payday for you.
You know, actually, I've had three cases. One time I preached in Tennessee. We were standing on a church grounds where they said, you're welcome, and we just walked up to talk to them. The sign said, you're welcome. They called. It happened to be an Amish church. They called the sheriff on me, right? And the sheriff shows up, and the one young guy like you was really nice to me, and there was this other, like, militant guy, and he's standing, and I witnessed to him. He's like, and he told me, he goes, you got 10 seconds to get off their property. I'm going to arrest you right now. And I said, we're leaving. They had my van surrounded. I said, move your cars. We'll leave. We were peaceful. The sign says everybody's welcome. I got video of him. You want to talk about a lawsuit that would give me probably easily $1 million? They would just sign to go away. I got video of the White County, Tennessee sheriff's deputy. When I turned to him and I said, could you tell me where my First Amendment free speech spot would be where I could stand privately and peacefully? You know what he said to me? On video. You don't got no First Amendment rights in my county, boy. Get out of here. And you know what they did with me? This is wickedness. They escorted me and my wife in our white van. Look at my wife. Does she look threatening? They escorted us like a military, like we were drug dealers, to the county line. And I told my wife, I said, "Ooh, they are fortunate. I am not a suing man, and I'm not a money-grubbing man. They would have paid through the nostrils." I had that video of them. And I've got multiple cops stopping my free speech rights. So, yeah. Right now, we have the freedom to do it, so we want to do it.
And then the only thing is, because I even told your brother over there, just make sure not to block the guy that you choose.
Oh, yeah, we know well. Guidance. Yep, yep.
And then also for the city of Sarasota, there's a blocking the sidewalk statute.
Yep.
Which you just need 36 inches of clearance, and that's just for the ADA.
Yep, yep. Yeah, we're either moving or we stand out of everybody's way.
And what's your name again?
My name is Tupos.
Tupos.
Tupos. You know what it means? Example in the Greek. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, his people are going to get a new name one day. That's what it says, on a white rock. Because we're new creations in Christ. I used to be a worldly, drunken fighter.
Yeah.
You and I wouldn't have got along about 20 years ago, I tell you. I promise you that right now. But today I honor and I love you, it being the law. My name is Tupos. It means example in the Greek. Someone else gave it to me. My wife is Amen. She used to be Debbie. Her and I were worldly drunks. We wanted to get rid of the old names, James and Debbie. We were drunks. Everybody knew us as drunks. Drunks, fighters, fornicators, idolaters, the worst of the worst. And when we became Christians, we said, we want new names like God's going to give us. So I gave her Amen. That means faithful. My brother's name is Zelos. His name was Patrick. He is Zelos means he's zealous for good works. So we get new names because it signifies we're new creations.
Why is it Greek?
Huh?
Is it Greek?
Yeah, the New Testament's written in Greek and the Old Testament written in Hebrew. So
why'd you guys pick Greek names then?
Well, whatever verse. My verse comes out of 1 Peter, so that's in Greek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and other people pick ones out of, like, we have a sister. His wife standing down there is Sister Kara, and that means peace, joy, the Holy Spirit. And there's a whole bunch of false religion going on. Satan is having a field day with the church systems, and everybody's emotional and instrumental music and all this stuff. None of that's of God. We walk in power and joy and peace and calm and holiness, and we come out of the world. When you see a true godly biblical saint, you'll know it by his word, how he looks, how he acts, what he's focused on. You see American churchianity, look around you. You can't tell who's Christian, who's a pagan, who's not, because they're like the world. God says, come out from among them. Touch not the unclean thing. I'll receive you. Christ shed his blood for you. Don't trample it. Love you, officers. Have a glorious day. Thank you for your good police work.